welcome to Between the Lines, which is Kearney County's community calendar for the week of March 26th, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm your host, Richard. To begin with, we have a few things for the library that we want to mention. This coming Tuesday on March 28th at 7 o'clock, the Kearney County Library Board will be meeting in the Johanna Schibelhut Meeting Room here at the library, so if you would like to attend, mark that on your calendar. Also, one of the changes we are doing to the hours for the library, starting on April 4th, the library will no longer be open to 9 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We will begin closing at 7 p.m. So, again, starting April 4th, the library's hours for Tuesdays and Thursdays will be 9 o'clock in the morning, and we will be closing at 7 o'clock in the evening. Due to unseasonably dry and warm conditions, the Kearney County Fire Chief is enforcing an agricultural-only burn ban. This burn ban will remain in force on a day-to-day basis depending on weather or until the county receives adequate moisture. The ban allows burning of CPR and cropland only. No trash, brush, open pit, campfires, or building material burning will be allowed. No burning of any kind will be allowed on any property not designated for agricultural use. Violation of the burn ban may incur a fine. If you are going to be doing agricultural burning, there are minimum requirements that you have to meet. You have to call the sheriff's office prior to burning, provide location and the acreage involved in the burn, provide a safe zone, burn back, mow, or disc an area no less than 50 yards between property being burned and adjacent property, no burning if wind is or may reach speeds in excess of 15 miles per hour, no burning in humidity that is or may be under 20%, provide constant supervision during burning. Have a tractor and disc and water supply whenever possible. Make sure fire is out along with any hot spots before leaving the location. If the location of the burning has any possibility of smoke interfering with traffic on any roadway, arrangements must be made with Kearney County Sheriff's Office before any burning will be allowed. Any unreported burning will be extinguished by the fire department, no exceptions. If you have any further questions, you can contact Ron Jones, who is the county fire chief, or Don Robertson, who is the emergency manager, at 620-355-6192. Deerfield is having their second annual Deerfield Flea Market. It will be on April 29th from 9 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon at the Deerfield City Park. For registration information and other inquiries, you will need to call the Deerfield City Hall at 620-426-7411, and the registration deadline is April 1st. The Beamer Park Advisory Board is still seeking some positions. There is a number 2 position that is an unexpired term, and it will go through January 2019. There is also the number 3 and number 4 positions. Letters of interest should be sent to the Kearney County Clerk at P.O. Box 86, Lakin, Kansas, 67860. The Kearney County Historical Society is having their 59th annual meeting Saturday, April 8th, at the Veterans Memorial Building here on Main Street in Lakin. The doors will open at 6 p.m. and reservations are required. The presentation is going to be The Harvey Girls by Dr. Michelin Chance Ray. If you would like to place a reservation, you will need to do so before 4 o'clock on Monday, April 3rd. And to do this, you will need to call the Kearney County Museum at 620-355-7448. And also remember, if you have some time and you would like to have something to do or have some relatives coming into town, be sure to go by the Kearney County Museum. They're open Tuesdays through Friday, 9 to 4 o'clock. So if you would like to see some of the county artifacts and show them to your friends and family, be sure to stop by. The Meals on Wheels program for Kearney County is needing volunteers. They deliver to 15 Kearney County residents for Thursdays and Fridays. This program is a necessity for some of our community members. In addition to providing a hot lunch, it is also a well check. It is a worthy cause that takes about an hour out of your time. A valid driver's license is required and training is provided as well. If you are interested, you will need to contact the Kearney County Senior Center at 620-355-6482. For the upcoming week for the Deerfield School System, on Tuesday the 28th, they have high school track at Greeley County at 3 p.m., and then there is middle school track at South Gray at 2 p.m. For the Lakin School District for the upcoming week, we have on Tuesday the 28th, High school baseball at Syracuse at 4 p.m. High school softball is at Gidlin at 4 p.m. And then we jump to Thursday, the 30th, where we have middle school track at Syracuse at 3 p.m. High school basketball here against Ulysses at 4 p.m. High school softball at Sublette starting at 4 p.m. On Friday, they have the pre-K screenings, and high school track will be at Cimarron at 3 o'clock. For this upcoming week for the Kearney County Senior Center, they have PATH exercises on Monday at 10 o'clock. On Tuesday the 28th, there's coffee at 8, yoga at 10, nutritional knowledge at 11. On Wednesday, there's coffee at 8, PATH exercises at 10. Thursday, coffee at 8 again, yoga at 10, and at 1:30 there's bingo. And then on Friday, they have coffee at 8, PATH exercises at 10, and bridge club at 1 o'clock. The Deerfield Recreation Commission is hosting a Crazy April Fool's Dinner for seniors on Thursday, March 30th at noon. Please register by Monday, March 27th, and more details will be provided at a later date. Soccer practices at Deerfield will start on Thursday after Twix at 6 p.m. Younger teams should meet at the baseball field. 4th-5th teams will meet inside the track, and games will be played in Deerfield and Lakin beginning April 1st. The Deerfield Recreation Commission are always in need of adult supervisors. If you would like to volunteer for as little as one night a month, please call 620-426-6373. The Deerfield Summer Celebration is scheduled for July 21st and 22nd, so expect the unexpected. The DSC Committee is hosting a fundraiser for this year's event on Friday, April 21st at the Deerfield Community Center. We will be announcing this year's theme, serving a delicious meal, offering chances to win cool prizes, and you will be able to pre-order your 2017 Deerfield Summer Celebration shirts. If you'd like to be part of the Planning Committee, please call Cindy at 620-426-6373. There is one deadline that all of our agribusiness owners need to be aware of with FSA. That is March 31st. It is going to be the deadline to request marketing assistance loans and loan deficiency payments for 2016 harvest wheat, barley, canola, cranberry, flaxseed, honey, oats, rapeseed, and sesame. Other events happening within the county, on Monday the 27th, the county commissioners meeting will be at 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock. They will have a short break, then they will start up again at 5:30 in the evening and go to 7 o'clock. There's a Kearney County Hospital Board meeting at 5:30. There will be a 4-H beef weigh-in from 6 o'clock to 7 at the fairgrounds, and also the Kearney County Historical meeting at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday the 28th, remember, there's a Kearney County Library Board meeting at 7 o'clock. Also, there's a Lakin AA meeting at 8 o'clock. On Wednesday the 29th, there's TOPS at the Memorial Building. 6 to 8 is weigh-in, and 8 o'clock will be the meeting. Also, remember, on Wednesdays for a while, there's the Soup and Sermon at noon, and it is at the Memorial Building. On Thursday the 30th, at the Kearney County Health Nurse's Office, they have immunizations from 9 to 11. They will have a short break, then they will be back from 1 to 3. There's Kearney County Rescue meeting at 6:30, Lakin Gun Club at 7, and Lakin AA meeting at 8. On Friday the 31st, there's a DCCC 4-H College Career Day registration is due, so be sure to get those in if you're needing to. And that's pretty much going to do it for us for this go-around. Just another reminder that starting April 4th, the library will be changing its hours. It will be from 9 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock at night. So remember to mark that on your calendars. If you need to come by the library, we do have business cards with the new hours as well. So you can come by and pick those up and put them on your refrigerator or put it in your wallet. And again, starting April 4th, the library hours on Tuesdays and Thursdays will be 9 o'clock in the morning to 7 in the evening. That's going to do it for us for this week. We hope everybody out there has a great week visiting with family and friends.
For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.